We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This episode of People of the Bible is part of a special series of episodes we're doing to celebrate Christmas. Christmas is when Jesus came to bring us hope. And as we talk about the story of Christmas, we're discovering more about the people we hear about in that story. This is the story of the wise men, and it can be found in the Bible beginning in Matthew 2. Picture this with me. Around the time that Jesus is born in a country far, far away from Bethlehem, a few men, let's say three, are studying the stars. You see, these men are considered wise men where they are from. They are scholars, meaning they spend time researching and learning things, and one of the things they study is Scripture. They read and believe God's word and do what He says. So on this night, as these wise men are studying the stars, they notice something amazing. There is something new in the sky, a new star. As it shines brightly in the distance, they realize that this isn't just any star. It's a sign of something incredible that has happened. This star has appeared in the sky because a king has been born. The king of heaven and earth, the one the world has been waiting for, the one the wise men have heard about from the prophets and studied in the scriptures, has come. This is his star. Now, for the wise men, it's not enough to just know that Jesus is here. They recognize the importance, the significance, the value of our Savior, so they want to go see him with their own eyes. They want to be in his presence. They want to go and worship him. They don't know exactly where to find him, but the logical place to start looking is Jerusalem. So they pack up everything they need for a long journey, including treasures worthy of celebrating a king, and begin making their way to Jesus. As the wise men travel, the star guides them from above. Finally, after what was probably months and months on their journey, the wise men arrive in Jerusalem. They begin asking where they can find the new king that has been born. "We saw his star when it rose," they explain. "We have come to worship him." But when the king in Jerusalem, King Herod, hears about this, he is upset. He feels threatened. What new king are these wise men talking about? He is the king, not some baby. So he calls together all the officials, teachers, and leaders and asks them where this new baby king is. "In Bethlehem," they tell him. King Herod wants this new king gone. Trying to find out more information, he calls the wise men to a secret meeting and asks them to tell him the exact time they saw the star appear in the sky. Well, the wise men don't know King Herod's intentions, so they tell him. King Herod sends them on their way, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." The wise men continue on their journey, following the star as it goes ahead of them to Bethlehem. When they arrive in Bethlehem, the star stops over a house where Jesus is. The wise men know that they have found him and are filled with joy as they step inside and see Jesus there with his mother Mary. They can't help but bow down and worship him. The wise men unpack the treasures that they've carried all this way and present Jesus with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, because it's a precious and valuable metal that is worthy of a king. Frankincense, because it's a sweet-smelling incense used for worship, and myrrh, because it's a spice used to prepare bodies that will be buried, a symbol that Jesus will one day die for his people. The wise men worship Jesus and celebrate him, our Savior, our hope, God's promise fulfilled. He is the King of Kings, and they are here in his presence. And then it's time for the wise men to go back home to their own country. And as they go, God warns them in a dream not to go back to King Herod. So the wise men listen to what God says and take a different route home. The wise men's story began when they saw a star light up the sky, and it led them on a journey to Jesus, the one who has come to light up the lives of every single person who believes in him. You see, Jesus is our Savior. He is God with us, the one who has come to bring us hope, and he is the one true King.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!